EX Work 2. An American woman set out for a vacation cruise and landed in a Turkish prison. Reading her book, Never Pass This Way Again, I could see that Jean LePere's ordeal was an extreme example of the disastrous consequences that can result from cross-cultural differences in conversational style. LePere's experience also illustrates, in an unusually dramatic way, the dangers of trying to avoid conflict and say no in a polite way. LePere left her cruise ship for a brief tour of ancient ruins in Turkey. At an archaeological site, she fell behind her group as she became absorbed in admiring the ruins. Suddenly, her path was blocked by a man selling artifacts she had no interest in buying. Yet she found herself holding a stone head, and when she told him politely that she did not want it, he would not take it back. Instead, he thrust forward another one, which she also automatically accepted. Since the man would not take either head back, the only path to escape she could think of was offering to buy them. She cut his price in half and hoped he'd refuse so she could move on. Instead, he agreed to drop the price, and she dropped the two heads into her tote bag. But as she handed him the money, he handed her a third head. Once more, she insisted she did not want it, but he just stepped back to avoid repossessing it. Seeing no alternative, she paid for the third head and stalked off, shaken and angry. When LePere tried to go back on board her cruise ship, she showed her purchases to customs officials, who had her arrested and thrown into prison for trying to smuggle out a national treasure. The third head was a genuine antiquity. Having lived in Greece and observed the verbal art of bargaining, I could see that talking to the vendor and saying she did not want the artifacts would mean to him that she might want them if the price were lower. If she had really had no intention of buying, she would not have talked to him at all. She would have pushed her way past him and walked on, never establishing eye contact, and surely not taking possession of any heads, no matter how insistently he offered them. Each time she accepted a head, he received evidence of her interest and encouragement to offer another. Each step in his increasingly aggressive sales pitch was a response to what likely appeared to him as her bargaining maneuvers. Refusing to look at or talk to him, or as a last resort, placing the heads on the ground, these were unthinkable alternatives for a polite American woman.